For KASM Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from day number one at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. This special report brought to you by Long Prairie Livestock, Elmdale Mutual Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value in Melrose, and Total Agribusiness Service, Jim Kostanek in Albany. What a big opening day and opening ceremony earlier on Tuesday morning. Scott Bentley, General Manager at World Dairy Expo, welcoming all dairy enthusiasts.
Welcome to World Dairy Expo 2016, and from my perspective, it is a beautiful morning. And thanks, everyone, for coming out.
Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture Ben Brancell was on hand, giving a little background about World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and also how it all started and where we need to focus on.
The reason it's here is because of that. That cow. Those people that had this dream didn't believe that that cow had the setting that it was necessary to have back years ago. So today, when you look around and you see the people involved, they're the ones that that carried on the dream. They're the ones that made it a reality. They're the ones that made all that it is today what it is. So a 50-year celebration in recognition of the commercial exhibitors, the dairymen that bring their cattle here, the people that support it, the volunteers, and even the food vendors, all makes it what it is today. And my comment is to the international community, they haven't seen anything till they come to Madison, Wisconsin, and experience World Dairy Expo. This is where it happens. This is where they can find their true reality and they can live out their dreams.
The big surprise for the 50 years was on everybody's mind, and L. Deming, president of the World Dairy Expo board, he displayed Miss Madison earlier this morning.
In celebration of World Dairy Expo's golden anniversary, we are pleased to share a new gift, what we hope to become an icon that will be the next 50 years and beyond of World Dairy Expo. It is approaching that time, and ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Miss Madison. Lori Brooke, will you please unveil Miss Madison to this group of dairy enthusiasts. This masterpiece is a compilation of the 7 breeds exhibited here at World Dairy Expo. It represents Expo's storied past and exciting future. And it certainly wouldn't have been possible without a very talented team of Cora Stone Company here in Madison. Miss Madison started as a 47,000 pound piece of Dakota mahogany that was 10 feet long, 6 feet high, and 3 feet wide, which Lori selected from a quarry in Midland, South Dakota. Miss Madison is now a very petite 6,900-pound lady. The total carving was accomplished with robots running 5 weeks, 24 hours a day to do the carving. She is and has an international flair, as there was people that were trained in Germany that worked on her. The artists that worked on her were trained in Germany, as well as an Italian artist was used to carve her legs to support her 6,900 pounds. She stands on Mendota Green. Again, let's give a very warm welcome to Miss Madison and thank Lori for all she's done to create her.
Miss Madison, an awesome new addition to the grounds at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. This report brought to you by Micogen Seeds, Central Livestock Association, Center Dairy Sock Center, and Nelson Insurance Agency. For KASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill from Madison, Wisconsin, in World Dairy Expo.